As an introduction to the laws of Birchas Haperos, the bracha that one should say on fruit, which of course we're familiar with as Ha'etz, it actually depends on numerous things. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that it has to be that the fruit that is growing on this tree has to actually be called a fruit. As we're going to be discussing, that possibly in the event that the fruit is so small that it yet does not have the name of the fruit that it potentially could become. Furthermore, it has to be that the fruit grows properly, and that when a person would eat this fruit, it would not make them ill. It's not something in which the taste, as we'll see in a moment, is exceedingly bitter. Furthermore, it has to be that when this tree was planted, that the intention was for this particular fruit. Excluding, let's say, when a person plants a tree, and maybe there is a fruit, but there's something addition to that which grows nearby the tree, or on that tree, some leaves of some sort which are edible, then the bracha would change as well. And lastly, one has to bear in mind that it has to be that the fruit that is being eaten is the typical way in which it is eaten. For example, if it's a fruit which is generally eaten raw, then that's okay. In the event that, let's say, it's something which is only cooked, so if you would eat it raw, then the halacha of whether or not the bracha of ha'etz is said could change. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, discussing habotzer. Botzer are unripened grapes that have not matured as of yet. So he says, what bracha do you make on those grapes? Kolzman shel higia lichbo halavan. As long as these grapes are still so small that they are not yet the size of lichbo halavan, which is a type of a bean, some say a lentil. Mivorech l'brei pri hadama. So if these grapes are so small and not ripe, then the bracha, which a person typically would make on a grape ha'etz, is not said. Ukashuk ful olavan ve'elach mevarach la'brei pre ha'etz. However, if it does get to this size, then the bracha of ha'etz is said. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitoch shelo nodalanu shir pol olavan. We don't really know the exact measurement of how big this bean is to be able to say precisely how big the grape has to be so that the bracha is no longer hadama but now ha'etz. Ve'olam mevarach brei pre hadama. He says that you should always make the Hadama Brach unless you are confident that it is quite large, and therefore certainly a Ha'etz would be said. Now on this, there is much to discuss. We'll just see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reason why for such a small, unripened, non-mature grape we make the Hadama, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kol davar shigadol al ha'ilan, the Enu Ikar Haperi Barei Pri Adama. So he said, as he quotes the Tur, as we mentioned in the Piskei Tshuvos, that even though this fruit was for the intention when it was planted for the grapes, but the reality is, since they usually grow more, that's not really the fruit that is eaten. One would rather wait, either possibly discard those very small, unripe, unmature grapes, or wait until they get bigger. And therefore, because the purpose of planting were not for these very tiny grapes, therefore the bracha is ha'adama. It has to be that when a person planted, their intentions of what specific fruit they wanted, this has to be the outcome in order for the ha'etz to be said. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, he says that we would make the hadama in the event that we're not 100% sure that it's at least the size of this lichbol halavan, this bean, which we're not so sure of the size. It says mishum dibdiyaved im berach brei pri hadama al pri ha'etz yatsa. We know the general rule that if a person makes a hadama on something in which the bracha is really ha'etz, you have technically fulfilled your obligation. Of course, you're supposed to say the more accurate bracha, but the reality is, if in the case we're not sure if the bracha should be ha'etz or hadama, so in that situation, then the hadama should be recited. Mikol makom, nonetheless, kagon zeh ein le'echol mehem kishir shechayim bracha achrona el betocha suda. Since there is a question as to what bracha should be said, hadama or ha'etz, and ha'etz is not just ha'etz, but we're talking about grapes. So the issue is certainly when it comes to the bracha rishona, you can just make a hadama when we're in doubt. But the problem is the bracha achrona. Because when it comes to a hadama, we know the bracha acharona we say is brei nefashos. However, when it comes to eating grapes, that's one of the fruits in which the bracha of me'ein shalosh or al hamilchia or ha'etz is recited, which is a completely different bracha achrona. And therefore, he says kivan shu safek im yavarech achreihem, because there's this doubt whether or not the bracha of rei nefashos should be recited or the other bracha achrona. Then he says ein le'echol mehem. Kashir Shechai Bracha Achron. Better not to eat too many of these so that one would not get into this case of a doubt. Of course, this is referring to the situation you only ate that, and let's say in the middle of a meal, which the bracha wouldn't be recited, you'd be able to, the benching would take care of that anyway. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah begins by discussing again, that in the situation where we're in doubt, you should not eat too many of these unripened, non-mature grapes. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah furthermore says that once you know, the Mechaber states that it's gadol b'yoser, that these grapes are quite large, then you know already you can make a ha'etz. So he says, the truth is it's not necessarily only dependent on its size. V'im lefi maris ayin kvar nigmar b'shulo, ein nafka mina klal b'gadol. V'chol ofen levarech labrei pre ha'etz. He said, if you can look at it, and you know that it has completed bishulo, means it's completely ripened, even though, let's say, the grapes are not so large, because some grapes, different types of grapes, may grow to its complete maturity, and they end up becoming smaller than others. So that does not necessarily mean that it is not a healthy or complete grape. And therefore, it's not only the size that we have to take into consideration, but also whether or not it is completely ripened. And therefore, even if they're small, but you know definitively that they are, by looking at them, that they look ready to eat, then the bracha of Brei Pri Ha'etz is said. Now, this is specifically referring to grapes. The Mechaber then tells us, Ushar Kol Ha'ilon, when it comes to other trees, Mishiyotzin Pri, we say that once this fruit comes forth, whatever it may be, anything other than the grape situation, the bracha of ha'etz is always said, with the exception of the following. If you're dealing with fruits in which you'd be eating them and they are mar, they're either bitter or ofutz, as is translated as chomutz in the Mishnah Berurah, it's acidic or they're sour to eat, to the point that they're not even fit to be eaten, al yedi edchak, which basically means even if it's really difficult, you wouldn't even be able to force yourself to eat it, you're starving, it's just it's something which is really repulsive, then certainly the bracha would not be recited at all. And in conclusion, there's much more to discuss on this issue of what brachas you make in certain foods which are bitter, such as a lemon and the things of that nature. And the Mishnah Berurah gets into that, which we'll discuss next time. But the Piskei Tshuvos derives from the words, at least of the Mechaber, that there seems to be, as we said, a distinction between grapes and other fruits. That when it comes to grapes, as we said, there are actually three levels. In the event that the unripened grape is not fit to be eaten at all, so of course, the no bracha would be recited if for some reason you decide to eat them. In the event that these grapes are unripened, but they are something which you could still eat, in that situation, the bracha is Ha'adama, as we said. However, in the event that it is completely ripened or they've reached this certain size, then the ha'etz bracha is set on these grapes. However, as the Mechaber clearly stated, that there are not these three levels of either ha'etz on the grape or ha'adama or nothing at all when it comes to other fruits. B'shar kol ha'peros ein lonu metzius shel berchas brei pri ha'adama. It's clear, at least according to the opinion of the Mechaber, and we'll discuss this further, that there is this no middle stage of making a ha'adama on a fruit. Either you make the bracha of ha'etz, or you do not make a bracha at all in the event that it's something which is inedible. And this will continue further next time.